FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Gauteng police say a suspect at the centre of a child pornography bust now faces an additional charge of fraud. The 35-year-old suspect was arrested during a takedown operation in Midrand yesterday. He was allegedly found in possession of about 10 million illicit images of children. Newswatch's Cliff Shiko reports.
The Police Serial and Electronic Crime Investigations Unit found that the suspect was hosting and distributing child abuse material on a global scale for financial gain. The arrest follows information received from international law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, about the suspect's operation in Johannesburg. The suspect was found with several cell phones, computers, and large amounts of cash in local and foreign currency, including drugs.
The suspect will appear in the Randburg Magistrates Court next week. Back home, KZN Treasury has assured Itala depositors that government will work to protect their funds. The department says it supports Itala's decision to challenge the Prudential Authority's application for the provisional liquidation of the entity. The regulator, which tasked the repayment administrator to look into the operations of Itala, said it believed the liquidation was in the best interests of the over 250,000 depositors. The RA found that Itala is technically and legally insolvent and ordered it to stop accepting deposits and withdrawing and processing withdrawals, rather. In Kosikona, Duma is the spokesperson for the Provincial Finance Department.
KwaZulu-Natal MEC for Finance, Mr. Francois Rogers, is concerned by the approach and attitude adopted by the Repayment Authority under the leadership of Mr. Johannes Kruger. Since his appointment by the Prudential Authority, it appears that Mr. Kruger has been hell-bent on taking over control of the entire Itala operation, a move which has hamstrung operations at the bank and in fact compounded the challenges.
And abroad, the Supreme Court's ruled to uphold a ban on TikTok, meaning the social media app may not be available in the U.S. from tomorrow. But with President Joe Biden refusing to enforce the ban, it'll be up to Donald Trump to decide when he becomes president on Monday. Content creators have condemned the controversial decision and claimed hundreds of thousands of jobs will be lost.
They thought that it was an app where people spread cat videos and dances and goofed off. They equated it with Tide Pods and ridiculousness. In reality, it's an ecosystem that has created a huge portion of the American economy. It's created a place where 7 million small businesses thrive.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Partly cloudy conditions predicted for most parts of KZN today. Durban and Ulundi, a high of 29, Ladysmith 34, Moy River 33, Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay and Newcastle 31, Cokstad and Underberg 30, and Margate 28. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells this morning with sunset at 7 p.m. Cape Town 22, Johannesburg 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.